Section 1.
If the wind called Hippolis happens to be blowing, it is possible to arrive in 40 days at the nearest mart in India, Muzuris by name.
For centuries, India was the nexus for movement of goods, philosophical ideas, and knowledge within the Asian world and beyond to the Middle East. Maritime trade routes between India, Africa, and the Middle East, and the inter-Asia trade between India, Southeast Asia, and China were well established by the first century. Overland inter-Asia trade routes called the Silk Road and the maritime routes came together in trading centers in Central Asia and the Middle East, bringing together traders, cultures, and commodities from all parts of the ancient world.
There are exported great quantities of fine pearls, ivory, silk cloth, spikenard from the Ganges, malabathram from the places in the interior, transparent stones of all kinds, diamonds and sapphires, and tortoise shell.
Dated to the 2nd century, the papyrus fragment discovered in 1985 is of a loan agreement drawn up in Muzuris, India, between two foreign traders resident there in the 2nd century regarding a shipment of merchandise from Muzuris to Alexandria. The rector's side is details of the loan agreement between two merchants, and the verso side spells out details of the valuable merchandise, Gangetic nard, textile, and ivory, and how it was to be conveyed from the landing port to Alexandria for shipment to the other markets in the Middle East and beyond. Different segments of trade routes were dominated by regional merchants, and all trade routes converged on Alexandria, where Venetian and Genoese merchants took over Asian merchandise for European markets.
End of section 1.